Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. All right, there was more body cam footage that came out concerning the Trump assassination attempt. This is pretty wild. If you remember, there was a story about a cop. Two cops. One cop helped the other cop up to get a peek on top of the roof where Crooks was and where he seconds later opened fire. The cop went up. The other one gave him a boost, and I'm going to show you that right now. And you see from his body cam, this is the cop. This guy right here is the guy that gives the dude the boost. And then you see him get up high and peek up there. Now, he says that he saw the shooter and the shooter turn the weapon on him as if to shoot him. He's up there. His head is up there. His eyes see him for a split second, and then he drops down like, holy shit, I saw him. He was going to shoot me. However, I've watched this video like 5 times, and I cannot see through his body cam what his eyes are seeing. That is the bad guy. But I'm going to play it here regardless, just to give you a snapshot of what went on literally seconds before the kid opened fire. There is no sound here. See, I'm helping the guy up. This is the local Butler, PA cop. Pole barn going up, 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 up. I'm going to start to pause it. You see body cam up against the side of the building. That's his arm. That's obviously the cop's arm. And supposedly, as only as a split second, we're going to get a view of this rooftop area. And I'm frame by framing it. Okay. Now, somewhere in here, and I can't see where, and I've tried to zoom in. This is as close as I can get. Cop sees bad guy. And all I see is a few peaks, cell phone towers, venting, tree, more roof, more building, roof. I don't see bad guy with gun, but he's there. And maybe the cop turned his head to either side here and his body camera was still pointed forward. I don't know. Frame by frame. Okay. Now the cop is dropping down. He's seen what he needed to see. He's like, holy shit. Sound comes back on this video. Now cop is running back to his car to get his rifle. Sound will come in a second here. At least I think there's supposed to be sound here. Maybe there isn't. Okay, there it is, and it's loud. Shit. Hang on. I fucking scared the shit out of everybody, no doubt. You'll hear him huffing and puffing, get building his rifle. They haven't started shooting yet, or he hasn't started shooting yet. He's barking out orders.
Yo, you about to hop up. He's laying down. He's on our next building over. Right after the gap. He's got glasses, long hair.
One, two, three.
Okay, now he's already been shot. Okay, the blurred area is dead guy. This is blood trailing down from his brain. That's how quickly he bled out. That is some intense shit, man. God damn. There's a little bit more to this. There's another clip. I don't know if I have it, but there's another clip. I'm just going to play this one.
Back up. Yes, yes.
Hey, someone on
knocking me.
Someone on me.
A lady's been shot in the stairs, the four stairs.
You need to lift you up? Hold on.
At this point, Trump's shot. Everybody's panicking. Killer's dead.
Get the fuck out of here. Give me the armor. I need a
ladder. Start towards the farm shop.
Okay, now this is important. This cop is talking to the other cop, bitching that he told the Secret Service that this building needs to have people with eyes on it, on the building, looking at the building. So the cops were well aware that this was a vulnerability. This is another glaring thing pointing at the Secret Service. This guy says, I told them last week.
Start towards the farm shop.
I f***ing told them they need to post the guys f***ing over here. I told them that the Secret Service. I told them that f***ing Tuesday. I told them to post f***ing guys over here.
I have no contact with either one.
What?
I thought you got one.
No. We're inside.
Alpha 1, Bravo 1. Thank you.
I told them to post guys over here.
I wasn't even concerned about it because I thought someone was on the roof. I thought that's how we... How can you lose a guy walking back here?
They were on the roof. They were inside.
That is some wild-ass shit. This is, again, the clip of the guy getting the boost. I don't think we'll get a better vantage. I want to see the guy turn his gun on him. Is there anything there? Do we see anything? No. My God.
He's straight up!
Turn around on me.
All right. This clip, we haven't played this one yet. That's the guy who went up on the roof and the killer shooter pointed the gun at him. Then the cop says this.
Fucking this close, bro. Dude, he turned around on me.
Where's he at? Fucking this close, bro. He turned around on me.
He's straight up.
That is fucked. Yeah. Again, reminded about how shitty the Secret Service was in all of this. Wow. Cole says, shit, not to beat it to death, but is he okay with all that blood loss from his brain? IMKO says there are unblurred photos out there if you're so inclined. Yes, please. I thought I saw one a while ago, but I thought it might have been like Photoshopped or something. Unblurred crook's brain photo. Yeah, I want some of that action. I can't find it. If anybody has that, send it my way. I have a morbid curiosity like you wouldn't believe Tyler says, I'm so confused. After dude saw a gunman, did he not immediately radio shooter on the roof to alert Secret Service and everyone? Yeah, he did. But it all went out very, it all happened very, very fast. In fact, by the time he got back to his car to get his rifle, and then they didn't have it, but you could hear the shots ringing out. It was just seconds after. He had literally seconds after he popped up on the roof from the time he dropped himself down and by the time the shooting had started. C-Bear is here. Good morning, EZ. How are you? Doing well, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, so that's another hammer in the nail of the Secret Service. All right. We're talking about the Lions. I meant to talk about this after because it would have made sense. I'm jumping around here. Thank you to our pal. Hold on. Our pal Mike Ball, who I think he works kind of hours that aren't conducive to this hour of the podcast because I don't see him in there that much anymore. But still, he contributes. Thank you. Have you heard the story about the Appalachian State football team? You know, small school, but they're pretty good. They're expected to be like a top 20 team this year, Appalachian State. Well, they were playing a practice, doing a practice, and some guy, some defensive player is trying to like rush the quarterback. He's a big defensive guy, and the big offensive guy is pushing him around during the normal play, trying to keep him from getting to the quarterback. Well, the Appalachian State defensive guy, so he's playing against his teammate. The defensive guy, his helmet happened to get ripped off. So you'll notice he doesn't have a helmet on. But that's just a coincidence. Maybe he got his helmet knocked off by the guy who he was engaging. I don't know. But what he does is he then grabs the face mask of the offensive lineman, yanks really hard, and the helmet comes off. And now defensive guy has the helmet in his hand. He's holding it by his face mask. And then he brings his arm back with the helmet and bashes the son of a bitch over the head with the helmet as hard as he fucking can. Oh my God, is this incredible? I don't know if there's sound to this. And I'm going to have to pause it to tell you who's who. Okay. So you see this guy right here in the dark jersey? He's the one who's going to rip the helmet off. The guy in the white jersey is the guy who's going to get the helmet ripped off. Okay. So look at guy in white jersey shoves guy in dark jersey. Guy in dark jersey already is missing a helmet. It's down here. It's off. It's on the field. Now he's beginning the process of ripping the helmet off. I'm going to roll this footage right now. Oh, no. Oh, my God. What a destructive moment that is. Holy shit, is that incredible. Let's watch it all in real time. Whammo! Oh, God. Ooh. Look at, even you got it on repeat. Oh. Now, in my opinion, if you rip a guy's helmet off and you bash it over his head, your teammate, I think you should give that guy a reward. Not the guy who got hit. But if you have a guy who is willing to rip the helmet off of his teammate and then hit him with it because he's so enraged, you want to get that guy some name, image, likeness money pronto. Because this is a dude, this is a competitive dude who's going to win some fucking football games for you. He doesn't give a fuck. All right? He does not give a fuck. That is spectacular. You know, when he's playing against whatever school, he's going to lose his shit on somebody. And that's what you want. You want a psychopath on your team. Maureen says he really got his bell rung. Concussion, I'm guessing. Miles Garrett did this to Mason Rudolph in an NFL game. Yeah, I remember that too. It wasn't as severe as this, though. This one was much more severe. IMKO just emailed me the link to the photos of Crooks. Very graphic. Don't show it on Twitch. I'm not. Thank you for the advice. However, I am going to look at it right now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link to the Thomas Crooks head blown off photos in the show notes. Right now, though, I'm going to describe for you what it looks like. Yeah, that's the one I saw like 2 days after it happened. I thought it was fake, but no, that looks right because I see the roof. And yeah, that is rough. He's definitely dead. My God. It's like he fell asleep drunk at a college dorm party. And then the roommates dumped ketchup on him. And then it hardened overnight. And then he woke up. Well, he's not waking up, though. I don't see, like, any, like, hole in his head. All you see is a guy with his eyes closed laying on the roof. It's only from the neck up. And just a lot of red. But you don't actually see like a hole in his head. I think the JFK video was actually more graphic because when his brain flew out, it actually looked like a whoopee cushion had flown out of his head. You remember that? When I was growing up, the Zapruder film always had the headshot cut out of it. Americans only saw Kennedy go like this and put his hand over his throat. And the next thing you know, Jackie O's crawling out of the back of the limo. And then the movie JFK hit with Oliver Stone. And then he actually showed the full uninterrupted Zapruder film. And we were like, oh my God! Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Thank you for the for that gross image. Anyway, appreciate that. So there you go. The Butler Township cops had had their act together a hell of a lot better than the Secret Service. IMKO says he got a bullet through the top set of teeth. Is that why his teeth were all knocked out? Yeah, his teeth were knocked out. Mason Blue says, I need to see this. If you're hunting for it, try Bing instead of Google. And 4chan posted the pictures. Yeah, I wish they would have gotten even more pictures, like roll them over. Numerous pictures. See, I don't have a problem seeing that stuff. I've got a real morbid curiosity about that. But when someone breaks their leg in sports or something like that, that's tough for me. I'll watch it with my hands covering my eyes like this and blur it out. But then I'll watch it like through fuzzy vision. And then I'll slowly remove my hands and then I'll be okay. The first thing I ever saw where a leg was wonky was the Joe Theismann leg break incident. When Lawrence Taylor ripped his leg off on Monday Night Football. I'll never forget that. I was a young kid. I was, oh my God. I was affected by that. Cole says you got to use Bing and DuckDuckGo. Fuck Google. Didn't know that. All right, so we're moving on. I stumbled upon a news story about a rapper who is a quadriplegic, I think this is somewhere in Florida, who's YouTube popular, YouTube famous, I guess described as an influencer. I don't even remember the fucker's name. The story, we'll talk about it, but he's fucked up. He's quadriplegic. Obviously, that's all four limbs affected, but he can actually move his arms to some degree, but that still qualifies as a quadriplegic. And the arms are jacked, too. Like one's going one way and the other one's going another way. And he's a rapper. And there was an incident with his fucking mom. And the cops ended up arresting the mom. And this dude, the rapper, comes wheeling out of the house and he goes after the cops and he tries smashing his chair into the cops. And the cops go, hey, don't do that. You're assaulting a police officer. And he's like, fuck you. What are you going to do about it? And he kept ramming the cop with his chair and the cop would just kind of get out of the way a little bit. But he was, in fact, assaulting a cop. So he ended up getting arrested, this asshole. This is that wheelchair asshole in a wheelchair thing. You know, people who are in wheelchairs sometimes fucking think that they own the world. Corey has a question. We're talking about two things here. About guy who got head blown off who shot Trump. What keywords would you look for when you're trying to find them? Everybody wants to see those images that IMKO found. So IMKO, tell Corey in the chat what to search for. He's got the same morbid curiosity, and I don't want to get in the way of that. Tyler writes, wheelchair people are just as bad as veterans. Oh, they're so goddamn entitled. Exactly. I'll take wheelchair guy over veteran guy any day, though. I mean, wheelchair guy doesn't ride around in a car that says proud wheelchair owner. You know, veterans are the worst. They think they own the fucking world just because they were too dumb to actually go get a job or go to school. Hey, when you're too dumb to go to school or actually get a skill, go in the army. And that's true. Now, when they come out, they're smart because they've learned a skill. But when they get in there, they are so fucking dumb. Everybody knows that. I'm just the only one who's man enough to say it. I was like, oh, we got to respect them. Yeah, okay, great. I respect them. But they're still fucking morons. The only ones that aren't are the ones that go to officer school. Either West Point or what's the other one? What's it called? Penn State. Or there's West Point and Naval Academy. I think that's the same thing. And then if you're like in the Reserved Officers Training Corps, ROTC, you know, those are college kids going to and taking courses. No, the other military school is Yale. That's what it is. It's Yale, Naval Academy, and Notre Dame. Those are the institutions that train our military. Everybody knows that. Okay. This is the video of this wheelchair asshole. Watch this fuck. I already want to kick his fucking ass because of that face.
So take me.
Hey, chill.
I just hit you again. What the do about it?
Tell you what's gonna happen.
Did you see him? Did you see him roll that wheelchair? Like, here you go.
Take me.
Hey, chill.
I just hit you again.
He hits the joystick.
For the first time, we are seeing body camera video when Miami-Dade police say they were assaulted by a quadriplegic man. A case so unusual, even the judge at first appearance seems surprised.
I have truly never seen a case like this.
It happened May 1st. Police were called to the Southwest Miami.
Well, of course, because what wheelchair asshole is going to try to assault a quadriplegic with fucking wonky string bean legs and arms is going to try to assault a cop.
Miami-Dade home of Brian and Matt.
You know what? Let me just say this. If my legs and arms look that fucked up, I'm going to hack them off. Look at these fucking shit legs on this asshole.
Called to the Southwest Miami-Dade home of Brian Amasta. Also known as El Valiente. His stage name when he's performing music. According to the report, Amasta and his mother, seen here in red, were involved in an argument. But when mom is put in handcuffs, this happens. When we interviewed Amasta back then, he told us this.
They claimed that I hit them with my wheelchair.
Did you?
I absolutely did not.
The report stated that you spit at an officer.
Right. So I suffer from acid reflux, so I normally spit. And I spit like the totally different direction.
But this is the video.
You want to listen or not?
So he says, oh yeah, I spit a different direction. And I didn't hit him with my wheelchair. And then they show him going, spitting right at the guy.
Asa also told us he felt humiliated during his arrest.
Are you laughing at me, bro?
Because he was separated.
I would be honest, because you're talking tough and you're, you know, like the fucking head detective on Living Color.
Felt humiliated during his arrest.
Are you laughing at me, bro?
Because he was separated from his.
Okay, now they're arresting him and they have to unseatbelt him. And lift him out of the chair and put him in the cop car. They're arresting him.
Motorized wheelchair, which he says was damaged when it was put on a flatbed.
Okay, then they're putting the wheelchair on a tow truck.
You see one officer appearing to text someone, joking that they were going to put him on the tow truck. Officers later seen inspecting their legs. Amasta charged with 2 counts of battery on a law enforcement officer.
And we are told that corrections did not have a transport van to transport Amasta with his wheelchair. And that's why officers on scene called fire rescue to take him and called a tow truck to take the chair. We're told that there's another hearing in this case scheduled right here for tomorrow. We're in Miami.
It's weird. She has wonkier looking arms than the guy whose arms don't even fucking work.
Dean Stanwood, local.
Yeah, somebody needs to feed that chick.
So take me.
Hey, chill.
I just hit you again. What the fuck?
What the fuck are you gonna do about it? And then he's saying, "Oh no, I didn't intentionally hit him. Are you kidding me? No, I didn't spit on him. I got acid reflux. Hawk Tua. Oh, this guy. It's like that Charlie Murphy bit when he's talking about Daryl Stingley. I get that. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Daryl Stingley used to play in the NFL, and he got paralyzed. And Charlie Murphy and Eddie Murphy were having a good time, and fucking Daryl Stingley was there in his wheelchair getting jealous because Eddie was getting all the goddamn attention.
Well, first of all,
so this is how Charlie Murphy responded to all that.
When we was kids, right? I'm the older brother, so, you know, I put it to you like this. I found out that I could whip a lot of motherfuckers' ass that I didn't think I could whip because they stepped to him. And the ultimate extreme was one day we was in Chicago, and we were in a restaurant, and there was a football player named Daryl Stingley. And Daryl Stingley, you know, he had got paralyzed from the neck down by another football player named Jack Tatum. He took a hell of a hit, and he got paralyzed, you know, which is a very tragic thing, you know. So Daryl Stingley happened to come to this restaurant we were in, and in that time, he was a celebrity, and he still had a whole bunch of girls with him, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, my brother was in there with the tight leather on and all that. Daryl Stingley, You know what I'm saying? He couldn't move, man. You know what I'm saying? He's over here. So just let me give you an idea of what was going on. We at our table chilling, right? Now the girls with Stingley, they was paying a little bit too much attention to my brother. So we didn't call it hating back then, but Stingley started hating, man. The motherfucker, he's like this. Fuck Eddie Murphy. Fuck that punk ass nigga shit. I got money. The fuck y'all keep looking at this nigga for? Fuck him. Fuck Buckwheat. Niggas corny anyway. I don't like Beverly Hills Cop. It's going on and on and on and on. Loud, man, like the whole restaurant could hear it. No one is saying anything to Daryl because, you know, as a culture, you know, as a society, it's kind of wrong to step to this guy. You know? But, you know, like I told you, man, I make my own rules, man. Fuck that, man. If you're a talking head, motherfucker, and you acting like you forgot that's what you are, I'm going to hold a mirror up and let you see what's going on. I went over there. I told him, I said, look, man, you want me to flip your fucking chair over? Huh? And stomp your mouth? Because that's the only thing that's moving. You want to lose that? Huh? And he looked me in the eye and he seen that I was dead serious. I was going to flip that motherfucker's chair over and stomp his mouth, man. And he got horrified. I said, I'm going back over to my table. If I hear one more peep out of you, man, when I come back over here, I'm a fuck you up, man. Now shut the fuck up. And, you know, then his eyelids was trembling because that's the only thing that can move. This motherfucker. And he's sitting there and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I go back to my seat and I sit down. My brother was like, yo, man, why that was messed up, man? I said, you hear him saying anything wrong about you anymore? See, that's how messed up it is. You hear any more Eddie Murphy's a bitch, fuck Beverly Hills Cop? The nigga's silent, right? That's how it's supposed to be. He's supposed to be enjoying his meal, shut the fuck up over there, eat his meal. That's what he's doing there. And the girls that was over there, you know, they was quiet, and I heard one of them say, Daryl, you're not eating anything. He had lost his appetite. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sorry I ruined his meal, but he wasn't ruining mine. I'm not hearing it.
Oh, God. What the fuck is this? Yeah. Every if I ever get down, I just put Charlie Murphy from the Chappelle Show on. I love that so much. Cole writes, "Great. Now we need to make sure every police car has a handicap ramp so we don't discriminate." Kenny says if he had control of his legs and was on a couch, he would have stomped his feet on the couch. Corey says tip the chair and leave him to get back in it himself. Here comes the boom, full speed. Proceeds to love tap the officer at 0.01 miles per hour. Did he say here comes the boom, full speed? His eyelids were trembling because that's the only thing that could move. Cole says that settles it, asshole of the day. Everyone in a wheelchair. They talk about, are you laughing at me, bro? How humiliating would it be if they had to carry you out to be arrested? Oh, God. Holy shit. I'm going to check in with Pooh Bear. Word on the street is she's getting ready to bug out. There's developments.
Hello?
Hey, there's a... Hold on a second before you leave.
I already left.
Yeah, I know. Are you in my truck bringing those tables over there?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm just bringing the stuff I'm selling.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
Happy birthday to Radio Voice Linda tomorrow. You know, you guys know I love it when audience members have birthdays.
See, you're never going to believe what just happened.
What?
It's a good thing you called.
Why?
Do you want to know why?
Yeah, why?
Because I was just pulling out of the driveway, and I was driving very slowly because the neighborhood kids are playing basketball in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on a second before you say this. Is this going to get anybody in trouble?
No.
Okay.
And I was looking around for my phone, even though I answered it on my, you know, Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Well, my phone was on the hood of my car.
It was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you hadn't called, I probably would have driven and then gone faster and it would have fallen off.
So isn't the hood like where you're looking out?
The hood of my car, like where the engine is.
Well, right. But if, wouldn't that be in your field of vision?
Well, I wasn't, no, it was because it was on the far right. Not in front of my face. And I put it there because I was folding up the car.
Yeah, but it wouldn't catch your eye. It wouldn't catch your eye. Like, oh, wow, hey, there's my phone.
Honey, you got to understand that I don't see, I'm short. So, like, to see the hood is kind of a stretch for me sometimes, depending.
I think it might be a good idea for the state of Michigan to take your driver's license.
No.
You're too small of a person. It's like you're disabled. It's like you're disabled.
Do you know who is 3 inches shorter than me?
No.
Simone Biles.
Oh yeah.
She drives.
She needs. It's either a booster seat or I don't think you should be allowed on the roads. And
seriously, right now as I'm driving, I can't see the hood of my car because the the panel thing is too high up.
The panel? You mean the dashboard?
Yeah, dashboard. That's it.
Hang on a second. I got to bring your cousin in. She has to join this discussion. Okay? Is she at home or is she working?
She should be at home.
Okay, hang on.
She's running errands or something.
Hang on a second. Okay. I got to bring Diana's cousin in because... Yeah, it's going to go silent for a second, so... I hope she picks up. She will. This is Mimi.
Hello?
Hey, Mimi.
Yes?
Hey, I've got something hilarious to talk to you about.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be on the podcast. I'm going to put you and Pooh on the podcast at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, stand by. Pooh Bear, say hello to Mimi.
Mimi! Pooh!
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, she's here. Of course she's here. She just said Pooh.
I'm here.
So this is Mimi. Listen to this. I call her while she's driving. And she says, oh, my God.
That's not a good idea.
Well, she was just leaving the driveway. And she goes,
oh, okay.
And she says, it's crazy you called because... I figured out that I didn't have my phone because it was on the hood of the car. And
doesn't surprise me, Eric.
So then I said, well, how could you not see it? And she goes, it's on the hood. It's off to the side. I go, well, it didn't catch your eye. And then she says, I'm so short, I can't really see over the dashboard.
I can't.
So... Now, knowing that you know how she drives when you went to Kentucky, that was horrible, wasn't it?
You better believe it, buddy. She is a maniac, and then she just starts screaming at her for no reason. No reason. Scares me to death.
Yeah, and you'll just be sitting there minding your own business, and she screams out loud. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it is crazy. She got back from Kentucky and she goes, Red, for some strange reason, my anxiety is worse. I go, I can't imagine why that would be.
Oh, yeah, it's because you're fucking hyper is what it is. You're a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, that's for sure, Eric. For sure.
You know, so being that you experienced that, Mimi, I need to call you every time there's an incident.
That's fine. I'm always there.
Pooh, what do you have to say for yourself?
You mean did offer to drive seven?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
She did offer to drive seven.
Yeah.
Go ahead. She did offer to drive several times, but I'm like, no, I got this.
Oh, that was her telling you that she's sick of being scared.
I wanted to get home safely.
I'm gonna take your keys. I'm gonna tell the state of Michigan to take your key, your driver's license. I'm gonna have to drive you and Kevin all around the goddamn town.
Let me tell you something. The bad thing about her is she'll talk to me, and instead of looking straight ahead at the traffic, she's looking at me like we're sitting on a couch.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Red, you need to look ahead. Don't look at me. I can hear you.
Yeah, that's something you tell a 15-year-old at driver's ed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I can multitask.
Oh,
no,
you can't. You idiot. All right. Well, I'm going to let you both go. Pooh, be careful, please.
Okay. Yes. I could talk to you later.
All right. See you, darling.
All right. We'll see you. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I told you. I was calling to ask about the goddamn garage sale. Look at what that turned into. Cole says she's driving now. Pray for Michigan pedestrians. She can't see. If you were in your car, picture your view, the hood. If your phone was on the hood, which is something so out of place, your attention would be drawn to it like you wouldn't believe. But she's so little, she's like fucking, you know, in the seat, and I'm like, this explains a lot. This explains a lot. My God. Kenny writes, I'm suddenly glad my kids and I didn't ride with Diana anywhere when we were up there. LOL, this is true. Holy shit. Maureen says, I would notice. I might notice my phone on the hood. You absolutely would notice. So anyway, there's a garage sale this weekend over at Jackie's house. So they're selling a bunch of shit because Jackie's in the process of moving out of that house to move into the home that she has got thanks to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. So they're having a goddamn garage sale. So that is cool. I don't know how cool that is, but I wanted to talk to her about it because I guess I have to do all sorts of Jackie shit this weekend. Paint the house. Help Justin paint the house. Help with the garage sale. My God. A lot going on here. A lot going on here. And podcasting. Thank you to, as I said, Van Dyke Mortgage, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. The rule of thumb right now is buy now, refinance later. Buy now, refinance later. I came up with that on my own. I go, Mario, I'm going to start to tell these people to buy now, refinance later. He says, absolutely. So no matter where you are in the United States, reach out to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. You'll be in the fast track to getting pre-approved. So if you want to buy a house and you're approved for, let's say, $250,000, don't start shopping for a $250,000 house. The way the market is all throughout the country is you might have to start at 210 because there's going to be a bidding war. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage can put you into your mortgage ASAP. 231-332-6505. Call today. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you to Megan. Thank you to Jamie and Eric, the Bee Wrangler. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. When the discussion came out that Eric is a Bee Wrangler, he's into bees, he has beehives, and then he rents out his bees to like farmers and shit. That got me going about late in life hobbies. I think who was it? Jeremy that had one? I forget what it was. Was it making? Jeremy's was, he's become a mustard maker. An artisan mustard maker. That's his thing right now. When you get older like this, you get on kicks like this. This is the evolution of a human being, how they, especially guys, how they develop old man skills. Because no young person would ever want to make mustard, okay? They're too busy doing young people stuff. But when you get old, you have to fill in those gaps with things to keep you busy, or else you die. And Jeremy, I would not describe him as an old man by any stretch, but you see, he's starting to get into that mindset of doing old man shit. So he's making mustard. Eric from Irvine's is a bee wrangler. People get on these hobbies. I don't really have one because all my time is spent podcasting and making French fries. Actually, I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos, and something that catches my eye are these people who make these log cabins out of by hand. They use hand tools. I wouldn't use hand tools. I would just, but I wanna, on the piece of property that I have, dig out a hole and flatten it out and make like a bunker out of like trees and moss and shit. There's videos I see of these guys doing this, and they do it all by hand, and it's fucking great. You make these half-hour videos of them by hand at fast speed working on these things. I love those videos so much. And these guys just make these goddamn underground bunkers. They look so fucking cool. I wish I could do that. But I don't have the time or the energy to do that. So I would just dig like about 5 shovelfuls of dirt and then get bored. So, and then I would stop, and then I'd be left with a fucking hole in the ground that I would probably step in later and break my ankle. But I do love watching those videos. I love watching those videos and the video of the Chinese guy. He's a farmer, and it starts with him like getting some fucking leaves off a tree, and then some dirt, and then adds water, and then add something else that's white into it, some powder, and the next thing you know, he's got fucking, he's carving chess pieces. Oh, the fuck he does it. It's awesome. I love that guy. Let's see. Maureen says, I have a hobby. I save animals. Yeah, we know. We know. Do you guys know that Maureen saves animals? Hey, bet no one's listening who heard that Maureen rescues animals. Kenny said, Jeremy says, okay, Kenny, have you ever had a cherry Dijon mustard? That's the type of service I provide. I like the idea of artisan mustard maker. Okay, I want to try your mustard. I tell you what, you can sell it on Etsy, and I will promote the mustard. I want you to be a successful mustard maker. That's got enough of a niche that we can get like a fucking groundswell of support for Jeremy's artisan mustard. Corey says, I started making YouTube, I think he means videos. I started making YouTube videos reviewing tech products. Yeah, those are usually that'll get you a lot of action. People will watch those. Jeremy says, I'll send you a jar next time I make some easy. You can sample it before you promote it. No, it has to be like an unboxing. Like, you tell me what it would go good with, like what type of cold cuts or meats or cheeses, and I will make myself a sandwich here, and it'll be an unboxing of the mustard, and then I will taste it, and then you will get my truest, most genuine reaction. All right. Wow, this podcast took a lot of hilarious turns. I'm really happy. I'm really happy with the conversation with Travis. Pooh Bear and Mimi. Mimi making her debut on the show. That is Diana's cousin. Very, very near and dear to us. I was talking about Irvine's. Go there and mention Eric the beekeeper. He'll love that. All right. I got one more sponsor to talk about. One or two. Oh, my God. King's Room Barbershop is hiring. If you or someone you know is a stylist, bang on the door of King's Room Barbershop. Head to kingsroom.net for more information or just drop by King's Room Barbershop, Caledonia, Northland Drive, or in Wyoming at 821 36th Street. Ask for Andy or Colleen. If they're not there, leave your name, your contact. They will reach you. King's Room Barbershop is hiring. Now, if you're a guy or a chick who likes short hair, get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Haircuts are $19 plus tip, and buy all your products there. Look at the walls of memorabilia. They got some of the coolest shit on the walls at King's Room Barbershop. Check them out online at kingsroom.net. Finally, Rick from TC Paintball invites you to check out his site, tcpaintballgr.com. Good folks at TC Paintball, book an event for you or your pals or the kids in the neighborhood or the kids that almost get run over by Diana in our neighborhood or the dad squad with the kids or the bachelor party or the workplace team building. Book an event at Michigan's premier paintball destination, TC Paintball. Our roots go way back. Rick brought an entire gang of psychopaths to shoot Joe before he got into all of the issues that he developed later in life. I ripcorded there. I wanted to say one thing, but I bailed out the last second because I don't want to get sued. Anyway, that's how far back Rick goes. TC Paintball, and he's been with me since I got fired in 16. He supported my 30-episode video podcast while I waited to start at BBL. He supported me there, actually paid me money to have a sign in my studio. And I don't know if he did anything on the radio with me on BBL, but he definitely, the second I started podcasting, he was one of the first people to get a hold of me to be a advertiser on the podcast. I wasn't even thinking about it, having advertisers on my first podcast. And then Big Dick Donnie came out of the woodwork and got me thinking. And I went, huh. And then Rick and then Joe Martinez. And I was like, okay, let's do this. The rest is history. Now today is the 1,347th episode of the podcast. Thank you, Rick, for keeping me motivated. I'm on Cameo. Hire me at cameo.com/Eric Zane. Don't forget about me for anybody's birthday, special event, holiday. I have a lot of fun with the cameos, and you tell me how sweet or rude you want me to be. Let me know. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Short hair. Corey says, if you're a guy or a lesbian. Corey says, I'll even make sure. Jeremy says, I'll even make sure I don't make the mustard with beer just for you. No, it's fine as long as it's cooked. If you have to cook it, then the alcohol is fine. I do consume foods that use alcohol to be made because it gets burnt off. It's just used for the flavor. Unless if you don't cook it, we can do it that way. Totally fine. I got to tell you, you guys have been an outstanding audience. The asshole of the day today . Okay, hold on. I'm going to change it up a little bit. If you have any suggestions, I'll read those. David in Hudsonville says, wheelchair guy, asshole of the day. I think we need to up our game on that. I'm going to go with all people in wheelchairs are assholes of the day. So If you or someone you know or love is in a wheelchair, you tell them that I said they're an asshole today. Thank you for being a great audience. And veterans, too. You know, somebody's going to go, see what he says. See what he says about veterans. Okay, I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.